This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. Today we conclude our special hip-hop week and revisit Terry's interviews with the RZA and Questlove of the Roots. But while those are proceeding as scheduled, I'd like to start today's show by saying something about the TV coverage of Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. As a TV critic, I've been watching it pretty much nonstop since landfall, and watching it on a dozen television sets at once, comparing coverage and images and commentary. My conclusion, after watching so much devastation and repetition, is this. If a natural disaster of this scope brings out the best and sometimes the worst in people, and clearly it does both, it does the same thing to television. The worst of the television coverage came early, as Hurricane Katrina gained strength as it approached the Gulf Coast. Meteorologists were predicting a Category 5 hurricane, the first to hit the continental United States since Camille in 1969, and TV networks and local news outlets dispatched their troops accordingly. By landfall, it was downgraded to Category 4, and by mid-afternoon, was down to a 1. Virtually every TV news outlet reported that New Orleans, in particular, had dodged a serious bullet. Meanwhile, most of the on-air reporters, from local crews in Mississippi and Louisiana to Anderson Cooper on CNN, treated the hurricane force winds like some sort of weather-related extreme sport. As reporting goes, it's reckless, showy, and often very stupid. You can lock down a camera and take pictures of the increasing winds without having to stand in harm's way yourself. One guy ran from place to place, huddling behind available cover, like a kid playing war. It was satisfying, in a perverse way, when a wind gust knocked him right on his face as he was cavalierly signing off. That night, things began to change quickly and drastically. ABC's Robin Roberts, who grew up in the area, fought back tears when asked whether her family members were safe. They were, but the reality suddenly hit her, and we saw a rare moment of emotional honesty. For a while, pictures were scarce. With all the flooding and power outages, technology was failing the TV crews just as it was failing everyone and everything else. But soon, we began to see the true extent of the devastation. Mother Nature was bad enough. The more you watched TV, though, the more you felt that certain aspects of human nature were even worse. First there was looting, then there was shooting. Despite the heroic efforts of rescue and health workers, the human suffering, and the dramatic footage of rising waters and falling highways, bridges, and buildings, the most indelible images from this disaster, for me, are turning out for the moment to be images of anarchy and lawlessness. In the past few days, TV has gotten better and better at identifying and exploring the real problems. CBS, NBC, and ABC all ran informative primetime specials by midweek, and Ted Koppel on Nightline has acted almost as an advocate for those in New Orleans and elsewhere still without government assistance. Cable news has stayed with the story, and Fox News, with an especially aggressive string of local affiliates from the region, managed time and time again to get fresh footage of affected areas before either CNN or MSNBC. They also showed that footage ad infinitum, but so did every other news outlet. Television at these times brings people together and gives them a chance not only to learn, but to grieve. Sometimes, gleaning new information isn't as important as just devoting attention to it. That goes for the networks, and it also goes for the audience. When the hurricane hit, the coverage was superficial and maddening. By the end of the week, just like the waters in New Orleans, it was much, much deeper. We'll end today's show with a new interview Terry recorded with singer and actor Vernell Bonnaries, who has lifelong roots in New Orleans. But for now, here's our final day of Hip Hop Week.